This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susan Gagel.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Gagel.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susan Gagel.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Oh, yeah.
Susie Gagel.
It's time for Susie Gagel.
Donald is telling us the deal will be made, and this is a transition to greatness.
That's a good line.
Just, I mean.
I'm transitioning to greatness.
Let's all. I hope, before we talk dating, I hope this sets our country on a path for unparalleled success.
Like you've never seen before.
Like you've never seen. I just think let's just avoid a fiasco. And do this right at the start. I don't know, silly me.
I think you had a good idea. And if you would have been one of his advisors, he might have listened to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Part of it, too, is he was getting pummeled by a lot of people he believed.
Jamie Dimon, remember, didn't
Bill Ackman, yeah. Elon, Teddy Cruz. There's a lot of folks. Okay, you've got three guys pining after you. Is that what's going on right now?
Okay. So I got a lot going on in my
life.
And...
First of all, you've been here 3 days in a row, which surprised us.
Phenomenal. I don't get used to it because I'm leaving next week.
Can I just say this in all sincerity? The show is better when you're here.
Oh,
I mean that.
Thank you. I love being on with you.
Yeah.
You know I do.
You hate being on with Adam. I know that too.
So anyway, I need to get a renter for my apartment. I need to sell a car and I want to get a date for April.
Wait a second. How many apartments do you have?
I have a basement apartment that I rent out.
Oh, so at your place?
At my place.
Yeah.
I don't want no creeps, man. It's going to have to be a very quiet, studious female that wants to live down there.
No males?
No. I don't really think so.
What if the market continues to go really bad and I'm flat, busted, broke?
I would let you stay basement. I might even let you stay.
Thank you.
Like, just for free. I wouldn't. No, I take that back. I would need some rent.
How much? How much would you charge me broke?
Broke $500 a month.
I'm broke.
Okay.
Dave, does that seem like a good deal if it's $500?
Well, it should be less for others.
Probably so.
Anyway.
Okay, so you got these three guys on the hook.
Okay, so anyway, it just popped up. Bumble, Hinge, and Facebook dating.
Yeah, good.
And funny guy. I'm going to tell you his name because I don't know if he listens or not. Boomer.
Boomer.
I'm kind of down on him.
Are you down on him?
Dave, come on.
He's so funny.
I don't see you dating a boomer.
He throws down right away. What are my...
Throws down? Hey, excuse me?
Well, no, he
kind of...
He says, what are you in this for? Chatting, friends, casual dating, long-term, or...
Sex.
Friends with benefits.
Straight to the point. I like that.
Boomer.
Boomer.
It's not Boomer Esiason, is it?
No, but he... And it's not his real name. It's Mark. But my point is...
What's his last name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not Esiason.
You don't know his last name yet?
No, that's really early in the process.
Okay.
God.
Yeah.
You've got to learn a little more about this online dating.
I've never done it once in my life.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm a professional. Okay. So anyway, Long and the short of it is also, guess what? He's funny as heck. He's cute. Guess what? Oh, he's 45. That's kind of young. I'm 62. That 45.
So
is that,
what?
Is that all right?
So what?
Okay. Then there was another one.
I dated Carla.
Yeah, how old was Carla?
19 years younger than me.
Okay.
And we don't date now.
I know, but it didn't matter.
We're still great friends.
Oh, that's nice.
And the age thing was never impacted. In fact, I was the person. We went out. Yuka set me up. She said, I think she's five or 6 years younger than you. And at the end of the date, I go, so how old are you? And then I just checked out when she said it.
Mm.
And finally, a few friends of mine said, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And, you know, in the end, it didn't work out. But it wasn't because
you had
age.
It was a nice relationship.
8 years?
Yeah, that's a good,
run. And Michael, her son, is like a son to me, and he was at my house last night for dinner. He's at my house this morning.
Nice.
He's ride or die with me.
So, bachelor number two.
Yeah.
From Hinge, much more buttoned up. IT manager. But
what's his name?
Should I say?
Well, it's
yeah, why not?
Fred or something, right? It's not, you're going
to. Kevin.
Kevin. Okay.
And
didn't mention a nickname?
No nickname. Pretty buttoned up. But
yeah.
But looks like a nice gentleman to go out with.
How old is he?
He's 61. So that's,
okay.
Yeah. What was the third one? There's a couple. Joel. All of a sudden, they're just lighting up. I don't know if it's the end of the month and they have a date.
End of the month? It's the 9th.
You gotta wait.
I have to get an April date in with someone I
don't know. Well, it sounds like you're going to get like 8 dates.
No, if I get 2 out of this bundle, I'll be good.
Okay, and don't worry about the 45.
All right.
Stop. Dave, are you with me? Or are you?
I'm thrilled with 45. If this thing works out, turns long term, you got somebody to take care of you. That you don't have to take care of, hopefully.
Push me around.
What are you
saying?
Is she on teetering on?
No, I'm not.
I'm saying, you know what? What are this 10, 20, 30 years from now? Eventually, we all tend to go downward, and this guy will still be young.
That's right.
Speak for yourself.
He asked me if I ever would want to skydive. I said, I've often thought about that.
You've never thought about it. That's a crock of bleep.
Actually, I did.
I've often thought, Dave.
I've often pondered.
Hi, Susie Jones with the news. It's 103. Hold on. Sorry about that. I was thinking about skydiving. Let me get back to the news.
I had a boyfriend, though, at the time, swear to God.
Yeah.
And he said if I skydived, he would break up with me. I'm
wow.
like, why?
And what goes, a weird thing to say.
Right? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, if you died, I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. I'm like, wow.
Okay. What a dope this guy was. If you die, I think you're going to break up. Just
I'll be dead.
Dave,
so
I mean.
Break up with me ahead of
time. At that point, I guess you rolled the dice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Listen. Okay, so which way are we leaning? I say the 45-year-old.
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot. No problem. I mean, I'll text him right now. And when I'm going to get back to the newsroom because I have my phone back there. And I'll say, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee. Or
What is an ideal Susie first date location?
This guy, you know what I think? I think this guy would be a walk around the lake. Maybe Sunday, you know, nice day, take a walk. I bet he's bubbly and funny and chatty. He's in the program.
Okay.
my program.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know
we'll
what I
see.
Hope he you know what I hope he tells you?
What?
We better walk early because the Masters is on Sunday. I got my priority.
The Master.
Okay. Like, I mean, you know, hey, know. Toots, you know, it's our first one. I mean, come on, Rory.
But tell me the truth. Because Sunday's the end, right? Or is it Monday?
If the weather's cooperating and it looks like it's going to be fabulous, it is Sunday. They'll be on the back, excuse me, the second nine. God, the phrasing they have to say drives me
okay,
nuts.
Okay, so have you ever been a in-person, a spectator of the Masters?
Spectator, yes, and I played it once. One weekend, too.
The Masters itself?
No.
The course.
Wow, good for you.
No, the course.
I did, I played it.
Is it a hard course?
It was one of the thrills of my life.
But you didn't, you shot 300?
Mm. No, I had one real good round.
Okay.
Yeah. My guy, Wheelock Whitney.
Yeah.
One of my favorite.
I remember, is he still around?
No, sadly.
Oh, sorry.
And yes.
He was a great guy.
Oh, 10. He's truly, take him giving me one of the great thrills of my life out, he's still one of the most amazing people I've ever met.
Just above reproach. Like if some black or right, if it's more, his moral compass was straight.
Awesome. I mean, his funeral, this is, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. There were thousands there.
I bet.
And we showed up with my father about 30 minutes early, drove my father nuts. We were like in the second church.
Oh.
They're like, it's too packed. And my father kept going, hello? Hello? I'm like,
it's me. They didn't let him in the front row.
They're like, hey, second place. It was such a cross section.
What was his line of business?
A lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot of things. And I mean, here's a testament. His last wife was Kathleen Blatz. She's the Chief Justice.
Yeah.
And she quit her job because she loved him so much. She knew there was a pretty good age gap between the two and wanted to do it.
To
spend time with him. So that's why she quit as the Chief Justice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just remember he did a lot of work. Oh, I know. He did a lot of work on same-sex marriage.
He did a lot of work on
because
that.
Because he had a relative, and he was just like, this is the dumbest thing ever.
It's one of his sons. Yeah, stupid. I mean, he was in political office. He was part of sports ownership. He was, and by the way, the name sons austere, like Wheelock Whitney, he had friends all across the political spectrum, all across the financial spectrum, all across race.
Yeah, okay.
It was such a powerful.
How old was he when he died? Was he in his 80s?
80s, I think. Yeah, you know, so here's how I paid him back real quick. I can't literally pay him back.
No.
He and when Kathleen met, their song was Norah Jones. And so Norah Jones was at Northrop. And so I was able to secure four great, great seats and had to pull in like 8 chits on that one. Then when we get there, Wheelock's like, okay, we're going to meet her afterwards, right? I'm like, what? He goes, well, you set it up for us to meet. I'm like, no. He goes, you can pull that off, right? I go, I'll try. So then I go to my guy and he's like, I took these tickets away from Sydney. Sure. But you can't talk to her because she didn't want to talk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then we go in the back, and I say, Wheelock? And that's Kathleen and Kathleen, this one's normally like, we can just meet her, shake hands, can't talk. I'm like, you, Wheelock, are you hearing me?
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah, got it. Goes in. We end up talking to her for 25 minutes.
Oh.
She was, love Wheelock.
He disarmed her.
We're 10 minutes late for the break.
I'm sorry. I love talking to you.
Yeah, okay.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.